story continued. I'm again getting inspired here by these kernels. So here we have this situation that we have this the network state people, you know, these billionaires, cool IT, Silicon Valley kind of persons, names here. We have this Peter Thiel and we have Elon Musk and we have those kind of people. And the whole Epstein thing is in there. And as far as my discussion with Gemini AI today went, that AI said it's a fact that there are these kind of, I wouldn't even call them fascistoid, kind of technocratic billionaire people who, I mean, they even wrote books about this network state idea, and we can put it here also. But they are smoking a little too much pot, probably. They are microdosing on psychedelics. They are partying, and, you know, that's what we can find from this case there with the Epstein. Crazy partying, and they're having fun up there on the on their islands and in their little world that they have created for themselves, where they are the elite, the masters, the rulers of the world. They shall now rule the world with technology. You know, they are creating their cryptocurrencies or supporting them that they can create an entire parallel economy transcending the economies of the world, you know, that they can control. And of course, then someone has built in backdoors in that cryptocurrency so they can keep a track of exactly who pays what with it. This I got from the AI informer. I saw it in, from some, again, some people who know what they're talking about this AI currency. Cryptocurrency. That there can be, apparently, backdoors in there. So we can show that. And so they have these ideas. They are like the enthusiastic fascists before the Second World War. You know, the Mussolini and those guys, they thought, there are these dreams, these intellectual constructions and fantastic things, a little bit, you know, enhanced by psychedelics. And so that's their world. And they start getting, they get involved, playing around. And the president, you know, they want to influence the president. So the president is influenced by them. And, of course, also, again, they have money connected here, connected there. So there are these kind of different groups conspiring in their own ways and sometimes cooperating, sometimes conspiring against each other. In other words, the usual way that it's always been. But the thing is, that these people, and we can show this in this whole thing, for instance, how that attack on Iran could, I think, for real, be happening, that such kind of people are behind it, and they have calculated, you know, we do this, we do that, and then it's going to work out fine. But they are not really, you know, like the, on the other side of the planet, the people sitting there, the leaders, they're statesmen. They're extremely learned and experienced. I mean, it's like you have a leader of a company who is, you know, one of those real experienced managers and leaders. And I mean, it's a science, it's an art, and it takes lots of experience and the right understanding of things and so on. So we can show the contrast there, that they kind of end up, or as part of it at least, confronting and challenging, you know, this whole global south part, eastern side, so to speak, speaking bad words about them, you know, doing all their narrative things, and they have some other leftists over there, they do their thing, the Europeans and so on, and maybe someone's there just trying to control all of those under his or her umbrella. So, I mean, this conspiracy of conspiracy, we can show it here. So anyway, almost little parody on conspiracy theory. You could even call a whole book that, or chapter, whatever. But showing that, how absurd it becomes when these people who have really very little competence for dealing with this huge, I mean, political and economical and military issues. I mean, on a global level, just their own country, where most of them are, they call themselves an empire. I mean, the Roman empires were nothing compared to responsibility and the position and the power. Involved, which is not just for fun to play around with, is a power that can hit you in the face. So we can show this. There are many absurd, this could be like a little tragicomical aspect of it. Eesh, what a story.